move right on now and bring up someone who's a wonderful poet, and she also does some beautiful pieces on the piano. Please welcome Michelle Boulay.
Thank you, Ellen. Actually, I'm going to do two shortish poems. One is, so Jake can accompany me and go out in a blaze of kazoo.
That's not true.
Just
I'm not,
kidding.
I'm not going anywhere.
I know.
They're trying to force me out. This is going to be a bloodless coup.
Ooh. They're just words. This is the tightrope. If it truly was all about the tightrope, then she figured she needed toes longer than the ones she already wore on her feet. An extra head or two wouldn't hurt either, she thought, for a better gauge of distance from the heights. A random wing could help with balancing when crossing the slippery line in wet weather. But you'll look like a monster, friends complained. A Cerberus, a long-taloned harpy. But think of how much easier it will be, she replied, to walk that tightrope holding on with a sure grip, to see the ground with extra eyes, to flap my extra wing when the wind blows hard. But you'll frighten us all, they insisted. So she grabbed the large paper bag to wear over her head and stumped over to the ladder to begin her climb to her tightrope in the sky, her spiked tail swishing through the sawdust. I won't put this on until I'm more than halfway across, she yelled to her friends. Snuffling loudly through one of her snouts while barking with the other, grabbing the ladder with her steel talons, flapping her dark wing to steady herself, scanning the bright horizon with all those extra eyes. And the train cooperated. Thank you. Thank you, Jake.
You're welcome.
Whoops. And this is a new one. This is called Even Barbie Was an Immigrant. We're all immigrants on this planet. We squat on this whirling sphere of molten rock alongside uncountable species of critters, one-celled wigglies to two-legged stompers. Although we didn't arrive here, first, we claim precedence. Grab that first place in line. Like tiny mice in a laboratory cage wandering their repetitive maze, we assume we can run this world. The Liberty Queen stands stoically by the harbor. She's now covered in bird dung and layers of soot, her once notorious message inscribed by her feet, "Give me your tired, your poor." She lured our ancestors to the portals of Ellis Island, transforming them into slave cheap labor, attracted by barren promises of golden gateways and affluent dreams. They filtered through the immigration sieves, their family names shredded to silly syllables, their cultures colloided into a jello mix of compliance, a bland batter of conformity. Tested, taunted, and some of them detained unto death. They sifted through the giant mesh of bureaucratic hospitalities who burned them with the ice of their welcome. Even our famous Barbie was once an immigrant, shuffled through the gateway of Mattel, her saucy Teutonic origins transmuted to a prim version of fabricated femininity, genuine plastic outfitted with mantis legs and wasp waist to pass de rigueur of our tight white society, safely synthetic, for our little girls. We now draw imaginary lines between countries and assign men with rifles and dogs to guard these holy boundaries. We point fingers at anyone daring to cross the shifting shores of liberty's land, screaming "foreigners" with high indignation. Yet we forget we are also foreign, like the first immigrants here escaping continental prejudice. They emigrated here and renamed the existing natives immigrants, stole their land and hunting places, enslaved and murdered these true residents who had lived here for thousands of years, who never thought to own the land that cannot be parceled out, as clouds cannot be harnessed, as oceans cannot be funneled. Unlike the deranged mice living their lives in a laboratory cage, they knew. No one owns any of this earth. No one has property rights to her dirt, or boundary rights to her waters, or ruling rights to her air, or mining rights to her bedrock and flaming center. We all rent here, ignoring the landlady. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Jake. One more hand.